Okay, so I'll assume there's at least one person here who hasn't done this before. And what we do on New Earth Support Team is we support the Aquarian Age in a rather different way. We start by having me call in our divine allies and set a sacred container for safe working. Then I'll invite you into embodied awakening through the embodied awakening invocation. After that, we'll relax and open ourselves to be of service to the divine allies. And what they've been doing very consistently with us for the recent months is each of us receives a healing and awakening and spiritual experience that serves highest good. And the energy of that is transmitted to others on Earth. So we're all acting as surrogate healers and awakeners, basically. So we don't actively send energy. We don't actively visualize anything. We just relax and are worked on ourselves, and whatever good we receive is multiplied and sent down to other folks. So that's how we do it. Everybody wins. So let's go ahead and get rolling. As we do, I do have two requests that I always make. First is please do only this. Please no multitasking. And if you cannot give this your full attention, then if you're an Awakening Plus member, come back later and do the archive recording. The reason I make this seemingly strange request is because you are affecting everyone else with what you do. This is a co-creation experience. And if you're holding, solid fixed attention and you're staying with the process as the only thing you're attending to, then you're going to send that really strong supportive energy that will help everyone else. And if you're all distracted and doing other things too, then it's going to actually put out distracting energy that will make the experience more challenging for everyone else. And this actually works beyond space and time. The effect you have goes backwards, forwards, and in present time. So that's why I ask that you do only this. The other request I make is if you have to leave early before we close the sacred container, ask the divine allies to ease you out of the container. That way your departure will be subtle and won't ruffle the field. So with that said, let's get going. So, I invite you now to close your eyes. Become aware of your physical body overall. And I invite you to become aware of your energy, the energy in and around you, if you can feel it. We're establishing our baseline. Later, we may compare back to this moment. Okay. So now we're going to do the calling of the directions. So as I do this, I invite you just to relax and receive the energies. If you can feel the energy in your body, just have that be what you attend to. If you cannot feel the energy moving in your body, then just feel your breath come and go on its own, no breath control. So here we go. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Spirit Song's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, The confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Ama Bhagavan. Yeshua. Mother Mary. Mary Magdalene. Babaji. Saint Germain. Kuan Yin. Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a good container. Now I'm going to invite you into embodied awakening. This is where you invite your higher self to merge with you in your physical body. So it's as if your body is a car. Your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat and your divine is going to drive. At any point, your ego does not like your divine's driving. It can take the wheel at any moment. And the divine will step out with no fuss. So you're safe. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll know what to do through intuition a lot more. And there will be more bliss. So in a moment, you'll be speaking directly to your higher self. And I'll ask you to say the following words out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please. Let the words go and relax. to get the best outcome of this invocation. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be relaxed, be passive, let the energy come to you. If you become distracted, it's okay. Let that distraction be exactly as it is, with no resistance. But do treat the distraction as an uninvited guest. You don't pay any further attention to it. You relax back into feeling energy or breath. And if the distraction remains in the background, that's okay. Just let it do its thing, and you do your thing by tending to energy or breath. Let's discover how little effort is needed to do this. So for a moment, I invite you to drop to no effort at all and simply be. So remaining at zero effort, just notice, do you still have that awareness of energy or breath without even trying? If you do have that at no effort, then stay at zero effort. If you don't have that awareness, then start adding very tiny bits of effort back, until you've used barely enough effort to feel energy or breath. Using more effort than is needed will only slow the process down. So a lot of us are moving into embodied awakening now. You'll know you're there when you can say yes to the following. Are all four of these things true at the same time? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. You can say yes to that. You're in embodied awakening. So if you're in embodied awakening, just relax into the state. If you're not yet there, just use the absolute least effort needed to feel energy or breath. Just relax into that. Let the divine come to you. We'll leave just a moment longer for people to have a chance to move deeper into embodied awakening or get there. It is not mandatory to be in embodied awakening to move forward with our process. But the more awakened you are, the more effective your service is going to be, and the more easily you'll work with any challenges that may arise. As before, I'm going to try to take a minimalist approach to the commentary during our process, speaking only when prompted by the divine. So there may be extended periods of silence, just relax into your process. If I do say something and it doesn't match your experience, just go with what you're experiencing. Again, as we move into the process, each of us will receive a unique set of healing and awakening and spiritual experience customized to each of us. And whatever we experience will be magnified, amplified, and sent to Earth, to various beings on Earth, to help them with similar issues. Again, you're acting as a surrogate for the collective. And the allies are ready to start. Beautiful divine allies, we are so grateful to be of service here. We ask that each of us be used in whatever way serves highest good of all. And that all includes those of us being made use of. We ask that no one receive anything more intense than they can handle. We ask that each person here on this call, live or on the recording, receive maximum benefit for their service. Thank you. Now, humans, just let go, and the energy is starting to move. And just go with whatever your experience is. Very important that you stay really, really passive and just allow things to happen on their own. I'm feeling healing energy come in. During this, your body may shake or vibrate or tremble. You may have challenging emotions come up. You may cry or sob. Your body may want to move. Feel free to move the body in whatever way it feels called to release energy, as long as you stay safe. If you're feeling your body feeling more like energy and less like flesh, that is par for the course. If you're feeling unusual energies passing through your body, just relax and allow them to move through you. Relax as completely as you can, and to the best of your ability, open without preference to any ecstatic experience, any challenging experience. Be with whatever is. Please remain passive and allow your experience to be whatever it is. We're putting some heavy energy through our collective field, so don't be shy about letting your body shake or vibrate or move or sound to come from you if that's appropriate. You are muted and no one on the call can hear you. If you're feeling a new spaciousness around you, just relax and let your energy expand into that space. I'm feeling a new vibration come in, very sweet and potent, very blissful. You feel bliss, open to it as fully as you can, so that the other humans who are being served by you can feel it too. If you feel heat in your feet or your hands or tingling, it could well be heavy energy clearing through your field. Might be yours, might be from the collective. Either way, just let it go. If you're feeling that new higher frequency, just relax into that. Feels to me like the healing and the blissful awakening are being rolled in together right now. I'm feeling a frequency shift to a higher vibration. Just relax and let that energy merge with you to the greatest extent that serves highest good. If you just relax and fully open to it, you'll get exactly the right amount. They regulate the amount we each get, so we humans don't have to worry about that. I'm becoming more aware of my physical body. So it appears we've now gotten to the part where they're going to integrate these higher energies into our physical forms. So I once again invite you into passivity. Simply allow the energy to come in. Just be fully passive, fully open, receive this gift. Open to this as fully as you can so that those who are being served by you in the collective will receive their appropriate share as well. So many of us should feel pretty solidly back in our bodies now. But notice how different your physical body feels. If you can recall back to early in the call when I asked you to pay attention to your body and the energy in and around you, compare what you felt then to what you're feeling now. See if you notice a difference. My physical body feels much more like energy now. Feels really good. I think we've landed. Yep. So I'm going to close the Mesa, and then we'll open up for feedback and questions. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakocha Inti Allies, thank you for this beautiful service. opportunity. We are so grateful to serve the Great Awakening and are so grateful also to receive healing and awakening as we do so. Thank you, allies. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you again. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? The container is closed. If you are not a member of Awakening Plus, we invite you to join us. There's a $1 for 30-day trial. Go to awakeningplus.com to learn more about that. And there's so much awesome stuff for you when you become a member. So I won't go into it all, but it's mentioned in the emails. So check it out if you're interested. And whether you're a member or not, and you want to work with me, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, internal family systems inspired therapy, and life coaching, and all kinds of good stuff. So check that out if that sounds interesting. And let's open up the call. See if anyone has anything they want to share. Oops, did the wrong thing. Try it again. All right. So now people can unmute themselves. So if you would like to share a question or a thought or an experience, and you're on Zoom, you can just hit that little microphone icon and that will take off the slash and that will allow you to speak. If you'd rather type in the chat window, that's fine. Linda has typed, thank you, it was awesome again. Glad to hear it. Once again, would love feedback on how you responded to my minimal talking. If that felt helpful or if it was too sparse. As some of you know, when I did my survey recently of the membership, I got several comments wishing I would speak less during events. So that motivated the shift in my narration.
Benjamin, this is Deanna.
Deanna, hi.
I was a little more distracted today than usual. And I felt like for me, the healing started way at the end with the leg jerking and that kind of stuff. Okay. But as far as the talking, I was pretty much present the entire time today, which is not what it had been in the past. And I thought it was just about right where it was at today. Good. So if this was less talking than usual, it seemed perfect.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate you being here so consistently. Thanks for your just the fact that you keep showing up.
Yeah, you're welcome. I get a lot out of it. So it's a valuable use of time. Thanks.
Good. Glad to hear it. And Jean says, the level of talking was perfect for me. Thank you. And Joanne says, less talking is great. Good. And someone typed before that, it looks like. So I can get to that. Okay, so a lot of typing. Let me catch up with it here. Hang on. So Vanessa types, you and the allies are amazing. I feel my light body and the less talking was just as supportive. And Jeannie says, lots of deep body healing. Minimal talking was perfect for me. I would be okay with less if group wanted to. And Linda says, that was great. One can concentrate better. Vanessa says, felt I could feel and see my guides. Anjali typed smooth flow tonight, and they took me out to quiet my thoughts and brought me back to at the close. Wow, this is great. People are having really solid experiences. Super glad to hear that. And then Sue types, that was intense and delightful. Wow, sweet. Is there any more feedback anyone would like to share? You're welcome to do it verbally or by typing.
This is Marla.
Marla, welcome.
Hi. I was definitely experiencing a lot of distraction tonight as well. The level of talking was okay for me. I was never bothered by the talking before. And if anything, I think it kind of helped me to stay focused. Okay. But I'm willing to explore this sort of new avenue of not so much talking. I couldn't quite figure out if I was experiencing my own anger or if it was like some kind of collective anger running through me and then sort of triggering like thoughts that I could be angry about, but it was like something like that was going on for me over here.
Okay. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling pretty good now. It seems like it ran its course. So that's good. It was just kind of not as intensely blissful for me tonight.
Okay, thank you.
I would second that, Marla. I was feeling more, I couldn't tell if it was anxiety, but when you said anger, I thought, yeah, that's what it was. And it was coming in through the heart chakra, and almost immediately and throughout the entire thing, I had a lot of pressure pain in the third eye. And I thought that whatever I was feeling might have been irritation to the pain I was feeling in the forehead and sinus third eye area. But then now that you said anger, I'm like, oh yeah, that's what it felt like. It felt like I'm thinking collective because it just felt like this something I couldn't explain, but I just had to get rid of. And then it ran its course and ended with some leg jerking at the end, and I'm feeling great now. So it was definitely different for sure.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm also noticing in the news, I mean, we're almost at the deadline for U.S. troops to get out of Afghanistan, and we just had a hurricane hit New Orleans. There's been a lot of trauma in the collective just in the last few days. So we may well have been picking up on some of that and feeling that those roiled emotions from the collective in our own bodies as we processed it. So that's a real possibility. Joanne, hi.
Hi. For me, it was extremely blissful at the end and often throughout. The only thing I could experience and tell you about it would be, it felt like a chocolate layer cake layered with cream. Because it was like the heavy is like the chocolate dense energy, like those really dense, heavy chocolate cake. Right. And then a layer of cream, like light energy mixed in. And then there would be another flow of heavy. It's like layered, like seven layers or something. It was like layer after layer of heavy and light. And I mean, it was beautiful. I enjoyed it being layered because otherwise I experienced just heavy, you know, just extremely heavy.
Right.
So it kind of made it easier somehow.
Oh.
And at the end, the energy was amazing. Just like, wow, really beautiful. Yeah. Thank you all. It really, for me, was, it just kind of flowed, just like really simply, easily. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carla. That's a great metaphor.
Yeah.
Metaphors be with you. See, we have some more typing here as well. Jeannie, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to mention that because of the heavy news and the weather, and then I had some things going on with my mother-in-law and her illness, and she's older and all this, that my inner being said, you are overdue for an IFS session, an internal family systems check. And so I did that, and it took about 45 minutes to an hour, and wow. That now I'm not processing for the collective and all the negative. I'm actually sort of in the future that I would like, the new reality that I do want. And so I feel better physically, and I just wanted to mention that for those members that might need one. They might be overdue for an IFS session.
Did you do the one inside the membership?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. For those,
I love the fourth one, you know, that's the abbreviated one. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And I take notes because, I don't know, it seems to help.
Good.
And yes.
For those of you who don't know what she's talking about, inside of the Awakening Plus membership, there's a self-guided IFS course where my voice guides you through all the steps of the process.
Mm-hmm. It's great. It's awesome. It's awesome. And then tonight, the guides, the allies asked me, would you like to continue some physical healing from that session this morning? And I said, sure. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that. Thank you, Benjamin.
Thank you. I'm so glad that's been helpful to you. Larry, hi.
Hi. Yeah, for me, the experience was intense, but also very delightful. I jumped on the call a little on the late side, but I was in elevated state, and within 2 minutes of joining the call, I had a burst of energy from my crown going all the way down to my lower body. And there was so much energy that I had to get up and stand, and my body was shaking, and I felt this incredible release in my throat. I had like ancient tones coming through, you know, an activation of my throat with a deep growling sounds and just an explosion of energy. And then it kind of settled down, but it was extremely delightful. Feeling that incredible experience of being filled with light and love. and I just love it, man. Just love it.
Yay. That sounds amazing. Thank you for sharing that, Larry. So there's been some typing here. Let me see if I can catch up. So let's see. Ellen typed, the energy was beautiful. Thank you so very much. Blessings, love, gratitude to all, and lots of emoticons with hearts and praying hands and such. Nancy typed, I had that distracted theme going too, and I had to move to rhythmic chant to move through it. I'm good now, though. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And Marla asked, where is that in the membership? It is inside of Awakening Plus. So when you log into Awakening Plus as a member, you'll get to like the homepage that has four images, and the one that has the four versions of the Asian woman is the IFS course. It's called Self-Guided IFS. And you can just, there's four recordings. The first one's about 7 minutes. It's the overview of IFS. The second one's about 3 minutes, and it's getting you ready to do the actual process. The third one is longer, and it has me giving an instruction followed by a tone where you pause and do the little process I described. And then once that process is complete, you play again and I give you the next step verbally and the tone and you pause and do it and all the way through several dozen steps. And it is in the membership area. You should come right to it as soon as you log into Awakening Plus. So hopefully that'll get you there. Yeah, that's our newest course that I've added. All right, I'm caught up on the typing. Any other questions, comments, or feedback or anything at all? Whoa, nice energy coming in right now. Thank you, allies. Okay, last call for questions or comments. All right, that's a wrap then. Thank you all so much for being here. You have so many things you could be doing, and the fact that you've showed up for this, I'm just so honored by that. Thank you all for joining with all of us and bringing along the Aquarian Age a little quicker. It's very, very, very grateful. Thank you so much. It is now again August 30th. On September 1st, our Wednesday night call is divinely directed. It's a free call open to everybody, so feel free to come around for that. And we'll connect again soon. Many blessings to you all. And good night.